We are reconvening the Judicial Council business meeting, and we are a little bit out of order for our agenda. But the first item I will be calling is item on Judicial Administration Rules for Advisory Groups. And we have public comment. We have the Honorable Judge Brenda Harbin Forte. Please welcome and to the podium.
Thank you. Madam Chief Justice, members of the Council, Administrative Director Jarr. My name is Brenda Harbin Forte. I'm a judge of the Alameda County Superior Court. I am also a former member of the Judicial Council and was honored to chair RUPRO while I was on the council, so I know the hard work that goes into rule changes and in taking steps to make improvements in our system of justice. I want to thank and applaud the Chief Justice, Justice Miller, Justice Hull, Justices Zelon and O'Leary, Judges Jackson and Jacobson, all of you, everyone who's worked very hard to to make changes to this rule and to address concerns that have been raised by some of the stakeholders. I think everybody's at a point where they are ready to move forward, where they are ready to get on with the work of this newly restructured committee. And I want to say that I appreciate your unwavering commitment to the ideals of access and fairness, and that personally I look forward to the work that is expected from this newly restructured committee. So I urge you to continue to exhibit your commitment. Thank you for the opportunity to address you.
Thank you, Judge Forte. And thank you for your hard work on this issue throughout the many years you've provided public service to the branch and to the people of California.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you. And Judge Jackson.
Yes. Justice Miller, can you please provide the name that the committee will be called?
Sure.
So we'll have that on the record. Judge.
What I wanted to do in making the presentation for this is it.
I'm sorry.
He's just going to tell you the name.
With regard, there are a number of recommendations, but if you look on page 2 at recommendation number 3, we're going to recommend that be changed to Advisory Committee on Providing Access and Fairness. And that it would end at that point. You would take off in the courts.
Right.
But if I could just give a little historical background on all of this. This is actually a process that started soon after the new chief, when we met in a closed session to talk about governance, and one of those aspects was we felt a needed review of the advisory committees, work groups, and task force, and we prepared a list that included, I can't remember now how many different committees that reported to different individuals and committees and persons in the Judicial Council and the AOC. And so this is kind of the culmination and the end of that process. We've made many reports over the 3 years since then. We've had some of those committees, like the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, that reported to the ADOC, now report to the Judicial Council through EMP. And we're here today to propose to you 6 different changes. The first is to adopt Rule 10.16. The second is to adopt Rules 10.62, 10.63, and 10.64, which established by rule the Court Facilities Advisory Committee, the Advisory Committee on Financial Accountability and Efficiency, and the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. Number 3 is to amend Rule 10.55, and the only change in that regards would be the name. It would now be the Advisory Committee on Providing Access and Fairness. And what I did want to say in addition to that is clearly with regards to the access and fairness issue that all of the changes that we have made show the continuing emphasis of the Judicial Council and the Advisory Committee with regards to providing access, fairness, diversity, and issues related to self-represented litigants in the judicial branch. Number 4 is to amend Rule 10.48 to combine the Conference of Court Executives and the Court Executives Advisory Committee into one group with an executive committee. Five is to amend Rule 10.960 with regards to some technical changes. And six is to repeal Rule 10.49 concerning the Conference of Court Executives. And that's my proposal.
Thank you. Judge Jacobson.
As modified and articulated by Justice Moore, move to adopt.
Thank you.
Second.
Second by Judge Jackson. Any further discussion on these recommendations? I do want to say one thing, but it has nothing to do with the recommendation, and that is, frankly, I really applaud the work of all who are mentioned here today and many others who do this work quietly, silently, and who've been doing it over the years, really changed the nature of the advisory committee's composition, the bench composition, our employees' composition. And I know that the two chairs, I wanted to do a special thank you to Justice Lori Zelon and Justice Kayle O'Leary for continuing and having the institutional history and bringing this forward with Judge Brenda Harbin-Forte to keep this on the front burner of the judiciary. Thank you.
And if I could just comment, too, I also wanted to personally thank Justice Zelon and Justice Kayle O'Leary for, again, stepping up at a time when we needed leadership in this area and for all that they've done in this area for many, many years and all that they will do in the future with regards to this great committee. So thank you. Thank you very much to the two of you, and they're on the phone.
Thank you. So not hearing any further discussion on the recommendations or hand raised, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you. Thank you very much.